In Ujjavani Ramani, Rupa Goswami has mentioned all these things. There are many types of viraha. Viraha means separation. Purvaraga viraha, mana viraha, prema vaichitya viraha. And these virahas, these separations are not there in Ram Leela. No. Only one type of viraha is there, is pravasa viraha. You cannot understand, just hear this. This is in Ujjwala Nilamani. That's a big topic. Very, very confidential, subtle point. I am not going to explain it. When some occasion will arise, I'll tell you. I'll tell you. And all these virahas are there in Krishna Leela. In Krishna Leela. This prema vaichitya viraha, purva raga viraha, mana viraha, prema vaichitya viraha. Do you understand? Therefore, Ram, Lord Ram develops this greed, how to release this type of viraha. Do you understand? This is greed. So, Krishna avatar. In Krishna avatar, this greed is fulfilled. Do you understand me? So, the viraha, the separation between lover and beloved is the highest point. So, the viraha, the separation between lover and beloved is the highest point of prema. Do you understand? High platform of prema. That platform, one releases both the nayaka and nayika, what you say in English, lover and beloved. What you say in English, I don't know. It's nayaka, nayika, male, female. Hero, heroine, or what you say? What you say in English, I don't know. What? Lover and beloved, nayaka, nayika, do you understand? They release that mellows succulently in their heart. Releasement is there in heart. Do you understand? Yes. Therefore, in Krishna Leela, Krishna made his own wives, do you understand? Radha Kanta. Radha is his own wife. Kanta is husband of Radha. And Gopis, Gopi Kanta, is the husband of Gopis. He made them, the wife of others, to release Parokya Rasa. Do you understand? In Krishna, in Ram Leela only, releasement of Sokya Rasa is there. Sokya means one's own wife, not the releasement of Parokya Rasa. Therefore Ram developed that greed. Do you understand me? You understand? It's clear? Yes. So Krishna made his own wives, the wives of others, to release Parokya Rasa. So that greed is fulfilled in Krishna Leela. It remained unfulfilled in Ram Leela. So Krishna Vata. You understand me? So in this way, you'll find this how the development greed gradually terminated into incarnation after incarnation of the Lord. So now in Krishna Leela, these three types of greed are there. Radhaya prana mahima kidrusam, sadhya hena bhuta madhurima kidrusam, vamadiya sankhyachasya madanubhavata kidrusam veti lobhat, tad bhavadhyasa madani sachigarva sindham harindu. Do you understand? So Krishna developed these three types of greed. I said first. Do you understand? What is the love of Radharani? How can I release it? First greed or first desire. Second, what is my excellent beauty, all attractive beauty? I cannot release myself. So how can I have it? That second greed. And what pleasure and happiness Radharani gets by releasing my such all attractive beauty, excellent beauty. How can I have it? This third greed. These three greeds, three desires remain unfulfilled in Krishna Leela. Therefore, Gauravata. The fulfillment of three types of desires and greed. This is antaranga karana, internal cause. Do you understand me? This is greed, lobhat. Therefore, so they say, Swarup Dandara Goswami has used that word lobhat, tadhabadhyasam, this saukhyanchasya madanubhavata kidrusam veti lobhat, tadhabadhyasam adani sajigarva sindhu varin. This lobhat, this word is so significant. This must today, thank you very much. Next morning I'll speak something about these three desires.
Not gonna be the desire of
God, Lord
Gauranga for next incarnation.
No, this is the last culmination, no more. So Gauranga avatar is the most, do you understand? Best type of avatar. Then no more greed. The whole greed is finished. <It's fulfilled. laughs> Do you follow? So you may transcribe, you may transcribe. Do you understand nicely? The greed of the Lord. The greed of the Lord. Topic is greed of the Lord. Bhagavan of Lord. Greed of the Lord. You write nicely. Then we'll send it to British, they'll publish it. You understand? Yes. This is very wonderful. Huh? Have you ever heard it?
No. When I first heard it, I thought, how can, like, because it's Atmaram.
Oh, develops some greed. He is self-satisfied. He is completely full, no deficit at all. Still he develops greed. So wonderful. Transcendental greed.
So,
it is based on
greed?
Yes, on greed. The title is Lord's Greed. The greed of the Lord. Bhagavan er lobh.
It seems I was laughing because I was thinking how Lord Ram, he desired to have other wives.
Yeah.
But it's when Krishna appears, he not only has more wives,
Thousands of wives.
Thousands of wives.
Thousands of wives.
But as Krishna, he has other men's wives.
Other men's wives. That's Parakya Rosa. Also in Krishna Leela, he has Sokya wives, thousands of wives, 16,000 wives.
Yes.
This is Sokya. Yes. They are Sokya. That Rasa is not released there. In Parakya Bhav, this Rasa Nirjasa, the essence of that conjugal melo is released.
So what is
greatest
it?
Degree it is realist. Yes?
Mike, what is it that makes the parakeya more relishable?
Yes.
Because we have a material.
You cannot think of this thing.
But what makes it really better?
Yes.
For Krishna?
You cannot conceive this thing. This question of mellow. Because the essence of mellow comes out there. It doesn't come out, the essence doesn't come out in Sokya Bhav. Never comes out. So essence, like cream comes. If you pour the jogurt milk, the cream comes up. That's cream, irinirjyasa, rasanirjyasa. You understand? It comes. You cannot understand this thing.
Professor, we said because even this mature world,
yeah,
the demon, they like that type of metal for them. But it's
yes, material field, you see. And these are all condemned, you see.
Yes.
Abominable things and nasty affairs, sinful affairs. But in spiritual field, it's so. Glorified. It's a glorious affair. Is not condemned. This is wonderful. Because everything is glorious.
Yes.
When Krishna, the stealing of Krishna is glorious. Stealing in material world is thief. You see? Krishna is the leader of the all thieves. So we glorify, glorious. You see? Because it's all transcendental.
We can't perceive these rasas because we're polluted by these things.
So we can't perceive all these things. Unless pure consciousness, unless you achieve that, attain that platform, how can you conceive? Just here now. Here now. I think in 1986 I wrote this article and it is published in our Bhagavad Darshan, Odia Bhagavad Darshan. This occasion I wrote the appearance of Mahaprabhu.
It's been hidden for 6 years.
What to do? You had not come. So it is hidden. Now you disclose it. Do you understand me?
We haven't come, we've been dragged here by Krishna's mercy, by your mercy.
You see, Gaura Tattva is so confidential tattva. Very, very confidential, very deep and confidential.
Sometimes it's the sum total of everything.
Yes, everything. Yes. That the highest culmination, you see, highest culmination is very Gaura, finishing. Is Gaura. No more than that. Finish. Chaitanya Charitamrita therefore said postgraduate studies. It's postgraduate studies. All cannot understand it. No. No.
I'm trying to understand as the progression goes,
yes.
Krishna is the supreme enjoyer,
yes.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme renunciate.
Yes. But how? It is the highest culmination,
yes.
You understand, of that greed.
Yes.
That means Radha is the topmost. Mm-hmm. So, Mahaprabhu assumed Radha Bhav and Radha Kanti to fulfill these three types of greed. Because everything is related to Radha. Radha Yapranamama Kidrusam. Do you understand? Sadhyo Hena Dhuta Madhurima Kidrusam. That Radharani releases. Saukhyam chasya madhuram bhavato kidrusam. That Radharani realizes what pleasure by releasing everything related to Radha. So Radha is the topmost. How I can have it? That is the greed of Krishna.
Yes.
So Gaura. So he became Gaura.
So in other words, Guru Maharaj, he renounces, he don't want to be enjoyer, he wants to be enjoyed.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, how to release. What Radharani really says.
Enjoyed, not enjoyer.
Yes. The enjoyer became to be enjoyed.
Instead of being master, he became the servant. Right?
Yes, that is Gaura.
Enjoyed.
Yes, that is Gaura. He's Krishna and crying for Krishna. Krishna himself is crying for Krishna. Hari Hari Valita Noyanubhaya. Shedding tears. Do you understand? Uttering name of Krishna. That is Gaura. So wonderful. You see?
So Gurudev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us
yes.
The deepest relishment of spiritual life is actually to renounce our attachments and then we
then
can taste.
Then you can have such a release segment. Mm-hmm. Yes, that rasa mela. Yes. Oh, Mahaprabhu teaches.
Really fine.
Very, very subtle tattva, very, very confidential tattva. It's Gaura tattva. Not an easy
Sometimes very clear. Explain.
Who could imagine that God would want to become the servant of himself?
Yes.
Greed.
God devil, the Lord devil is greed.
You know, that could never imagine.
So wonderful, you see, this greed. How in spiritual platform that greed is there, and how, what is its gradual development, then by gradual superior incarnations, the last incarnation is God.
Gurudev, I wanted to ask you, you were mentioning that we all have to develop the greed to associate with Sadhu and hear Krishna Katha.
More and more.
But as we surrender more in our Krishna consciousness, we have to do service. And sometimes in that service we have to...
What is service? Sravanam is service, service of the ear. And Kirtan is the service of the tongue. That is a service, you see. You have misconception. You have misconception.
Sometimes like we have to worship the deities in the temple during Prabhachan.
Yes.
So
different types of services there, but this is most important service. Unless you have this, how can you serve Krishna with love? Because you have anartha, you don't know the tattva. Tattva Brahma is one of the anarthas. You are not free from anartha, how can you develop love? After anartha nibruti comes nishtha. You cannot achieve that stage if you are not free from all types of anarthas. Unless you hear how your anarthas, all this misconception of tattva will go. Tell me.
They won't.
Won't go. Do you follow me? So?
That's exactly what happened in our society. In the temple, many devotees say they are always engaged in doing things.
They have this misconception. Their anartha is not destroyed. Therefore they say so.
Because they're miserable. They're miserable. They're working very hard and they want to justify it.
Like an ass.
They're an ass.
Toiling hard like an ass. For what purpose? And for whom?
What if you're toiling hard for Krishna? What if you're working hard for Krishna?
Yes. You'll work untiringly day and night, no tiredness. But do you feel tired? Because you have no love. Very well.
Jai Pati Pavan Sri Guru Devi ki jai. Sri Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai.
When this tape was changed over from side A to side B, this portion was missed during the interim stage.
And it is not natural, you see, it's forced. So there is no question of releasing the mellow, the essence of that mellow, conjugal mellow. In Ujjava Nilamani,